From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Angola's enthusiasm for Pope Benedict XVI turned tragic today. At least two people were killed and several others injured when a stampede broke out a few hours before the Pope's arrival at a stadium. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton is following the Pope in the African nation, and she joins us now from the capital, Luanda. Ophabia, what do we know about the stampede?
Very little, except that the Vatican spokesman has confirmed that there was a crush hours before the Pope actually arrived at the sports stadium where he was to address the young people. And the Vatican has confirmed that it was fatal, that it has heard that two people were killed and several injured, and that the Pope is very upset. And we're hearing this from Federico Lombardi, Reverend Federico Lombardi, who is the official Vatican spokesman.
You were there, but you also said it occurred before he got there. Did you see any disturbance?
Absolutely not. I mean, it was a very orderly rally once we arrived there and once the Pope arrived and spoke to the young people. Of course, there were some cases of young women being stretched off, but that was from heat exhaustion, I would have said, because it was absolutely sweltering. But there was no indication that there had been a stampede or a crush as the doors to the stadium were being opened for the young people, and there were crowds of them, thousands of them, to be let in to wait for the Pope's arrival.
Well, Fabio, what was the Pope's message? I understand he talked about sorcery.
He did indeed. He said that there were people in Africa who seemed to be possessed by evil spirits, and that these evil powers were pushing them to target other people. He said that street children and even elderly people were being branded as sorcerers. And we know that in some African countries, mobs, because they're fearful of these people who are labeled, then go on to drive them out of their homes, isolate them, and in some instances kill them. The Pope said that Catholics in Angola and in Africa had to act as missionaries to convert these people to Christ so these sorts of evil practices stopped. He said it's people who feel threatened and disoriented. They're reaching out and condemning other people because they seem to have problems with spirits and evil powers.
The tragedy earlier today aside, how are Angolans reacting to the Pope's visit overall?
Hugely enthusiastically. And that's women, men, and especially the young people. The Pope, as we said, addressed them today at this rally. And there was a lot of emotion and a lot of joy. The young people were saying, welcome to the Pope, viva o Papa, long live the Pope. And he seemed to be responding to them. They spoke to one another. And his message was that the young people are the future of the Catholic Church and the future of Africa. He was saying to them, you've got to carry the banner. The young people seemed to be responding to this. They seemed very positive about having the Pope amongst them.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joining us from Angola's capital, Luanda. Thank you.